following shiur has been delivered by Rav Aaron David Lebovitz, Rosh Kollel in Kollel HaTeres Chaim Baruch, and is presented by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Pesachim, Rav Zayin Amud Aleph, continues to discuss the machlokes Rabba and Rav Chisda, if there's an issur d'oraisa to prepare for Shabbos, to do tzorchei Shabbos on Yom Tov. The Gemara asks on the shita of Rav Chisda that you are allowed to do midoraisa malacha on Yom Tov for tzorchei Shabbos from a braisa. The braisa says that when it comes to the baking of the lechem aponim, normally they would bake the lechem aponim on Friday. Then the lechem aponim would sit in the Beis HaMikdash for the whole week. And the next Shabbos, which is the ninth day from the baking, would be the day that the Kohanim would consume the lechem aponim. However, the Braisa says, if the Erev Shabbos is on the Yom Tov, they would not bake the lechem aponim on Erev Shabbos, on Yom Tov. They would rather push it back to Thursday because they did not seemingly want to do malacha on Yom Tov with Erev Shabbos. Now we know that the klal eishus for mikdash, and it would not be suri derabbanon to come into play. So if midoraisa that you're allowed to do tzorche Shabbos on Yom Tov, they should have allowed you to bake the lechem aponim on Friday, that Yom Tov. Why was it pushed back to Thursday? So from here the Gemara wishes to bring a raya against Rav Chisda, and to bring a raya to Rava that tzorche Shabbos or midoraisa not to be done on Yom Tov. However, the Gemara is doiche the raya. The Gemara says that there's this over here is a shvus, meaning will hold like Rav Chisda, that at most it's only an iser derabbanon to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And even though normally ain't shvus with mikdash, and we should have been matter, but over here is a shvus rechoika. The Gemara's words are shvus kroive itiru, a shvus that's relevant now, karoiv at a close time, they were mekel, but a shvus rechoika, a derabbanan, that its effect will be relevant in a long time, in a later time, lo yitiru is not permitted. So this Gemara was used by the Navi Yehuda in an interesting way. The Navi Yehuda in Tinyana Simon Mem Dalet was asked a shaila by Rav Hirsch Krakow concerning an Erev that fell in his city. And the Erev fell, it became unusable, became possible on a Friday, which was a Yom Tov. It was actually a Yom Tov Sheni. So the shaila was, can we have a guy come and repair the Erev on Yom Tov with Tzorach Shabbos? So the shaila was not exactly clear, but it seems that Rav Hirsch brought into play the concept of a shvus to shvus b'malka mitzvah, that the guy asking the guy to fix the Erev, the Amir La'akam is a shvus, and he said we'll see what the other shvus might be, but there's a shvus to shvus b'malka mitzvah. People can take care of their needs on Shabbos. Many mitzvahs involved for Kavod Shabbos, for carrying their sidurim. So he allowed it. And there was a big tumult in that town against him. People said that he was wrong to allow this to take place. So he said to the Navi Yehuda, Shaila, was he taka right or wrong? So the Navi Yehuda is unclear. He writes back to him that I'm not sure exactly what you're asking me. Whether you're asking me if the evidence is good, if a guy fixed it, are you asking me if it's a shvus to shvus, the malka mitzvah to ask the guy to fix it, and can you lechatzchila fix it? So the Navi Yehuda, being unsure of what the shaila was, he says, I'm going to answer both inyanim. And concerning this inyan of shvus to shvus, the Navi Yehuda says, the chayra, that's tmua. Where would you go and use a shvus to shvus here? You would say that Yom Tov Sheni is a shvus. Yom Tov Sheni is only midrabanan. and the Mira La'akum is only the Rabbanan. So therefore, it's a double the Rabbanan, as we know, a Shvus to Shvus is Mutter L'Tzarech Mitzvah. However, the emes is that Yom Tov Sheni is not treated like a regular Shvus. Yom Tov Sheni generally has all the same chumras of Yom Tov Mishum. We know there are two famous exceptions for a chayla and for a mace, but for everything else, it would seem that Yom Tov Sheni is treated like a regular Yom Tov. And therefore, because we don't want you to be mezalzel in it, and therefore we should be machmer, and we should not give you the heter of shus to shus. We should not look at a mir la'akum on Yom Tov Sheni any different than we look at a mir la'akum on Yom Tov Rishon. And if a mir la'akum on Yom Tov Rishon is usher, because it's only one shus, we should be machmer on Yom Tov Sheni, even though theoretically it's a shus to shus. We should give it the same chumrah as Yom Tov Rishon, that you shouldn't be mezalzel. So it's not going to be shver. If indeed Rav Hirsch permitted the repairing of the Erev by asking a guy to do so with the svar of Shvus to Shvus with Elka Mitzvah, so the Buddha says it would talk to be very shver, because normally we do not treat Yom Tov Sheni as a Shvus. But the Buddha says, you're Gavra Rabba, you're a great person, and I'd like to be Malam Mitzvus, and perhaps present a svara why maybe it's not so bad. Because there's a Trumas Adeshen that the Magen Avraham brings in Tav Tzadik Zayin Sifkat and Dal, that if a guy comes the Mitziach Lepitumo, he without guile just tells us some information. Let's say he comes and tells us in an innocent way, not having been prompted, he just volunteers information that he has some fish that he caught from before Yom Tov, for example. So based on his word, this fish is not muksa to us. Can we believe the guy and eat the fish, or do we have to be chayshish that he caught the fish today and it's usher al muksa? So Judaism says that even though normally Yom Tov Sheni has all the chumras of Yom Tov Rishon, that by hilchus Yom Tov Tikadinim in Yom of Malacha that pertain to Yom Tov. But the din of Mesiel Levitumo is a universal din that a guy, Mesiel Levitumo, in an Isser Dirabanon, it's a universal halacha relevant everywhere that in a Dirabanon, Mesiel Levitumo, we trust the guy. So there's Mechadish the Trumas Adeshen that in a non Yom Tov type halacha, that we are makel in Dirabanon, that heter we will give to Yom Tov Sheni as well. So since Mesiel Levitumo works All over Shulchan Aruch for Yisurei Derabanan, so too over here, Mitzvah Levituma will work. We can believe the guy, and we can consume, in this case, the fish, and assume it was caught from before Yom Tov. So, the Inyan of Amir La'akum, continues the Nadav Yehuda, is not just found by Shabbos and by Yom Tov. We find in Bamasiyah Daf Tzadi, the Inyan of Amir La'akum, that you can't tell a guy to be chaysim to muzzle your shore, b'tisha. The inyan of mir la'akum is by all yisurim. The muscle people have a shayla, they have pets, and they want to spay the pets. That's an issur d'oraisa of artochem le'zazu. So if they bring in the pet to the vet and they say, you should do this to the pet, even if he's a guy and doesn't have the issur, but the issur of mir la'akum, and the pet can handle maybe a mir la'amira. If you ask the nurse to tell the doctor to, but the mice, every area that you're not allowed to do something is also an issur of amir la'akum. So it's not just a yom tov tikadin. And if we find that there's a term of amir la'akum by derabanan, that would be found not only by shas and yom tov, but that concept of a shvus to shvus from makom mitzvah and makom tzarech would be negay everywhere. So just like the Trumas Adeshen allows the heter of Mitziach Lepitumo, which is by all the Rabbanans, by Yom Tov Sheni, be treated, that Yom Tov Sheni is treated as a Rabbanan in this case, so too the heter of Amir La'akum of Shvus Teshvus, since it's Negea. In God's Shulchan Aruch, everywhere, Kodar Kula, so therefore it also can perhaps apply by Yom Tov Sheni, and that would be a big limud Tzchus, that ask a guy to go, that he asked the guy to fix the error on Yom Tov Sheni, how shvus this was. There would also be a big kula la'alacha that to apply the that any time you ask a guy to do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni, then it would be considered a Rabbanan, and Shvus is obviously would be a tremendous Kula. So Lamaisa, the Nevi Yehuda says, no, that we don't find that that's so, that Ramir al-Akum, you understand, is considered to be a Shvus. And there, the Nevi Yehuda says that, therefore, that first of all, he doesn't agree with his Chiddush, his own Chiddush, that we look at it like a Shvus. And he says, second of all, Afilu Tim Tzulaymer, that this is true, that you would have a Heter of Shvus to Shvus, but our Gemara would stand in the way of this Heter. Because our Gemara says that when we matter a Shvus, when it's a Shvus Kroiva, when it's something that's relevant now, and the Rebbe takes on, that relevant now means Mamish today. Over here, where you're fixing the Erev on Yom Tov, Letzarech Shabbos, which is tomorrow, who says that you got a Heter of a mirror of Shvus to Shvus for tomorrow? That's more like a Shvus Rechayka. And just like we don't let you bake the Lechem Apanim a week before, we're not matzah that's a Rabbanon of baking, because the Heter, the Tzarech, is distant from the Shvus. So to hear where the Tzarech of carrying on Shabbos is a different day than the day that I'm being over the Shavuos, who says that I have a Heter? Who says that I'm allowed to tell the guy today? So the Shear Mitzvah Be'alacha, what time is on the Nevi Yehuda? The Chayr, it's not exactly Daima, the Gemara over here in Pesachim, to the Tzir of the Erev. Because over here in Pesachim, there's a hafsik of a week from Erev Shabbos to the next Shabbos. There's not much a hafsik because we said nine days. That's a rechayka. That's a lot of time. A very big time difference. But over here where it's not much for the next day. So who says that qualifies as a shvus rechayka? Rashi says shvus rechayka lizchayz shvus yom tefteh b'shvil Shabbos shni aloy tiv mekdash. Perhaps it's only when it's a week away. And the fact if something's tomorrow, maybe it's close enough that we should allow the shvus. Now, there's some background that just to explain the shaila, because we have the machlekes Rav Chista and Rava. According to Rav Chista, the heter of asiyas melacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because there's no issur d'oraisa of doing melacha from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and according to Rava, It's because of the Svara of Hoyle. But both of them hold that you only require the Svara to take off the Issa D'Oraisa. Certainly, the Issa D'Rabbanan of Achana is taken care of with Erev Tevshilin. So the Mishar Mitzvah Melacha asks on the Nevi Yehuda, why does the Nevi Yehuda feel that you can't ask a guy to fix the Erev, to do the Shvus of Mir La'akum, to fix the Erev for Shabbos? Why don't we say, the only Isser that's here is an Isser Rabbanan. So L'chara, that just like the Erev Tevshilin is matter, all the other things, so it should be matter this Isser Rabbanan. And you can do Achana because that's the whole point of Erev Tevshilin. It enables the Achana. So the Erev Tevshilin should allow you to do a Mir La'akum for the sake of preparing the Erev for Shabbos. He just brings a Machlekes HaPoskim if Erev Tevshilin only works for Tzarchei Suda, like the Magen Avraham brings from the Ran, or like other Paiskim, Ilya Rava, that it works even for non-Suda Inyanim. But if you hold that, if the Shilin works for non-Suda Inyanim, then there's no reason why it's fair to say that you can't do a Virla Akum to fix the Erev from Yom Tov to Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.